I'm Deborah Rodriguez. Firefighting helicopters dropping retardant on Southern California's fire-ravaged Altadena as crews brace for a new round of powerful Santa Ana winds. Correspondent Jonathan Vigliotti reports from hard-hit Pacific Palisades.
The so-called auto fire broke out overnight in neighboring Ventura County, north of Los Angeles, just 1 week after terrifying wildfires encircled L.A. with devastating consequences. Los Angeles begins this Tuesday by bracing for more.
Winds combined with low humidities and low fuel moistures will keep the fire threat critical.
The Justice Department released a part of a report overnight on an investigation into Donald Trump and alleged efforts to overturn the results of the 2020 election. Correspondent Nancy Cordes is in West Palm Beach.
Former special counsel Jack Smith writes that his team interviewed about 250 people, including another 55 grand jury witnesses, and he concluded that there was a, quote, unprecedented criminal effort by Trump and those around him.
The report says Mr. Trump would have been convicted if he hadn't won in November. President-elect calls the report fake. His allies in the Senate are speaking up ahead of a confirmation hearing today for his controversial choice for defense secretary. Here's Alabama Republican Tommy Tuberville.
I'm 110% behind Pete Hudson.
Illinois Democrat Tammy Duckworth.
My focus really is going to be, can he actually do this job? Or is this job far, far, far too big for this person?
Hegseth's been up against allegations of alcohol abuse, sexual and financial misconduct. There are new signs a ceasefire agreement for Gaza tied to a hostage release could be close. Qatar's foreign ministry spokesman Majed Al Ansari
signed the agreement as soon as possible so both the hostages and prisoners can get back to their families and life and stability in this region.
Police in Denver say they've made an arrest in a series of stabbings, too deadly, near the city's 16th Street pedestrian mall over the weekend. Police Chief Ron Thomas.
As officers were in the area looking for this subject, they saw an individual running with a knife in hand. They were able to quickly take him into custody.
The mayor says 24-year-old Elijah Caudill was released from jail in November. Starbucks is changing its rules to keep non-customers from getting too cozy. The chain is reversing its open invite policy. It'll require anyone who wants to hang out inside or use the bathroom to buy something. S&P futures are up 18. This is CBS News.
If you're 55 and up, T-Mobile has plans built just for you. Get the savings you want on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/choice55 and start saving today.
From the WRJN Radio Park newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. It won't be a joke April 1st when Racine Unified asks for $190 million. Last night, the RUSD board voted to move ahead with a referendum on the April ballot. They're looking to raise taxes to pay for a $190 million referendum for teacher retention and to enhance school safety. There's more about the plan at WRJN.com. Forecasters say by Friday it'll be 40. However, that doesn't help us now. The area is currently seeing sub-zero wind chills with warming centers available in both Racine and Kenosha. If you need assistance, you can call 211. The latest is coming up in the forecast. And residents in Racine and Kenosha are expressing frustration about snow-covered neighborhood roads. The lasting impact is due to extreme cold and limited snow removal budgets. Officials are trying to explain that only major roads are clear to bare pavement. Warmer temperatures will assist in the melting later this week. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Badgers could make history tonight. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Wisconsin Badgers men's basketball team has been around since 1898. And in that time, only three head coaches, Bud Forrester, Doc Meanwell, and Bull Ryan, had 200 or more career victories. If the Badgers beat Ohio State tonight at the Kohl Center, head coach Greg Gard would become the fourth. Gard's overall record stands at 199 and 110. Just one win away from 200, the Badgers are back in the top 25, ranked 24th in the nation. In the NFL, the Minnesota Vikings eliminated from the playoffs after losing to the Rams 27-9 on Monday Night Football. In Green Bay, a frustrated Tucker Kraft was asked what will he remember about this Packers season as he cleaned out his locker.
We couldn't finish. That's what I think of this team. We're all sitting in here in this locker room with frowns on our faces, people packing their They're ready to go home. Yeah. People talking about the offseason vacations, and we should be getting ready to play the next game in the postseason. That's my opinion on it.
That's Packers tight end Tucker Kraft with Sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
It is cold out there again this morning with a wind chill hovering between minus 10 and minus 15. And we're going to keep that wind chill hovering either side of zero for a good chunk of the day. Sunshine, actual high 16 today. Clear tonight, 4 above tomorrow. Sunny with a high of 22. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. It is 8 degrees outside right now.
I haven't been a degenerate all of my life. I did temp for a while. My official job title was, hey, yo. But as a temp, I learned how to get out of doing any task, which is you just act stupid, because they can't get mad at you for being stupid. Oh, you want me to make 10 copies of this? All right, no problem. You want that in pen or in pencil? No, really, it's okay, okay.
Wonderful world. Hey, listen, the week of January 20th for your chance to see two of the bands that shaped an era of timeless hits. As WRJN gives you a chance to see Herman's Hermits and The Association both. They'll be in Waukegan February 28th, and you could be there too. For more details, listen next week on how we're going to give them away. Herman's Hermits and The Association in concert. And you could be there. That sounds pretty neat, huh? Hey, do you hug your coworkers? 10% of people say, yeah, it's pretty common. 45% say it's rarely appropriate. What about clients? 5% say it's common. 77% rarely say it's okay. You know what I think? I think you should check with HR before you hug anybody, huh? Oh, I love this movie. This is basically the story of the breakup of the Beatles, and you see it on screen. Let It Be. These are the Beatles.
When I find myself in times of trouble, Mother Mary comes to me, speaking words of wisdom, let it be. And in my hour of darkness, she is standing right in front of me, speaking words of wisdom, let it be. Broken-hearted people living in the night is cloudy, there is still a light that shines on me. Shine until tomorrow, let it be. I wake up to the sound of music. Mother Mary comes to me, speaking words of wisdom. Let it be. Yeah, let it be. Let it be. Let it be. Yeah, let it be. Oh, there will be an answer. Let it be. Let it be. Let it be. Let it be.
Time. Local news and timeless hits here at WRJN. Well, what's the most unethical thing you've ever done at work? Listen to this. Here are a few good ones we heard. A paramedic whose co-workers used to steal everything out of the ambulances. They only got caught when a guy tried to walk out with a stretcher. Then there's a guy who worked at an antique bookstore and was told to forge author signatures, including Charles Darwin. Wow. Trying to think what I've done here. Nothing. I've never done anything unethical. Hey, here's Pete now.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. It would be easy to make a joke about Den of Thieves 2 Pantera if it was a box office bomb. You could say something like, Den of Thieves 2 Panterrible bombed at the box office. Unfortunately, for joke purposes, the film did well and led the way this past weekend with over $15 million at the gate after pulling in actually better reviews than the first installment. It was the only film released this past weekend that opened wide. Following this week's number one to round out the top five are sequels, prequels, and a famous tragic villain that have all been reviewed well and are showing some box office off his legs. It was Mufasa the Lion King coming in second place with just over $13 million in sales in its fourth week of release. Sonic the Hedgehog 3 finished with $11 million at the box office. Also in its fourth week on the big screen, Focus Features Nosferatu finished in fourth place with $6.8 million at the box office. Moana 2 finished in the number 5 spot with $6.5 million at the box office in its seventh week of release. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Peach Wabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Easy Mobility Solutions helps you reclaim your freedom and live life on your terms. Travel with ease in a Golden or Pride power scooter or power chair designed for easy transport wherever you go. Southeastern Wisconsin's trusted power mobility provider with care credit options also offers power lift recliners with heat and massage features, keeping you comfortable and independent at home. Stop by the Easy Mobility Solutions showroom across the street from the old Kmart on Douglas Avenue in Racine.
Have you outgrown your health insurance plan? The number one reason we all change our health insurance is price. Are you paying too much for your health insurance? Would you like to have better coverage at a better rate? Take a few minutes right now and find out if you can save money or even qualify for zero-cost health insurance in your state. Call now.
800-693-9308. 800-693-9308. That's 800-693-9308.
Life insurance. Why are you putting it off? Can't afford it? Too much hassle? Think you don't need it? There's lots of excuses for putting off life insurance. But if you weren't there, who would pay the mortgage and other bills? With Ethos, you could be covered in 10 minutes and boom, family protected. Ethos, fast and easy online term life insurance. Up to $2 million in coverage with no medical exam. Some policies as low as a dollar a day. Answer a few health questions and get your free quote at getethos.com. That's getethos.com.
Hey there, this is Carrie Joy with today's Work Money Minute and a little bit of tough love about investing in collectibles. I'm going to say this as nicely as I can. Collectibles are just not good investments. Comic books, Beanie Babies, World War II memorabilia, American Girl doll stuff. They just don't math out as investments. Now, collecting as a hobby that brings you joy is perfectly fine if you can afford it. Just don't confuse the fun of the hunt with the potential for profits. And importantly, they are illiquid, meaning you can't turn it into cash in a pinch like you can with a real security like a stock. Now, I'm not saying you got to stop collecting whatever you enjoy. Just make sure you're paying down your high interest debt like credit cards and saving for retirement. For more tips on saving more and spending less, search up Work Money Media on YouTube. Till next time, this is Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
The timeless hits sound great on the radio, but they're even more fun when you see them in person, like Herman's Hermits. There's a candle
all over the world tonight.
Can't you hear the pounding of my heartbeat? You're the one I love.
Friday night, February 28th, Peter Noon with Herman's Hermits and special guests The Association, playing live in Waukegan at the Genesee Theater. And all next week, WRJN has your free tickets. Association and Herman's Hermits, all on one great stage. Don Rosen, Dan Marcus, and Kurt Vollman all team up to give you a chance to win all next week. Listen for details right here.
Yeah.
One of the groups that's going to be in Waukegan, along with Herman's Hermits, the Association. That was the theme song to the movie Goodbye Columbus that starred Ally McGraw and kind of started her career. Ally McGraw and Richard Benjamin starred in Goodbye Columbus, a big hit movie in 1969. Association, well, they did the theme song to the movie. All right. People online are sharing signs of a toxic workplace that you can spot on your very first day. Here's what they are. No introductory information. Having to pay to use the microwave? Really? Paying for training? Whoa. And how about this? Getting the cold shoulder, as we call it. we used to call it the big freeze. Employees giving you the big freeze. They don't want to talk or deal with you. Yeah, that's a sign it's going to be a toxic workplace. Avoid it. Run. Here's Chevy Checker.
Come on, baby. Let's do that.
Round and 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 round
Go all the way from 1972. It's 8:29. It's sunny and 6 degrees. We're going the wrong direction there. 6 degrees here at Radio Park. I found this in the archives. This is something Lay's Potato Chips did. They secretly grew potatoes in dirt taken from NFL stadiums and made a limited edition line of potato chips with them. Yeah, I had a Winnipeg. They didn't sell them. They were called Lay's Golden Grounds Chips. They said they were grown in glory. They did it for 29 of the 32 teams, the Browns, the Bengals, the Broncos fans, all out of luck. Everybody else had potato chips grown with their dirt from their stadium, including the Packers. They did it for 29 of those teams, huh? All right. And here's what they did. For the teams that play on turf, they used dirt from somewhere else in the stadium, and then they mixed it with more dirt and grew potatoes with it, and they gave away bags in a contest. Did you know about that? First time I'm ever hearing about it. Hey, it's 8:30 on the noggin right now. Let's check news. And once again, here's Stuart.
From the WRJN Radio Park newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Voters in the Racine Unified School District will have a big money question on the April ballot. RUSD officials say that in response to state funding inadequacies, they moved forward a $190 million referendum for the April 1st ballot. The district will be asking for a 5-year measure aimed at retaining educators and bolstering school security. District officials quickly had a website up last night after the board made a vote. Kenosha Unified voters will have a similar referendum on their February ballot. The severe cold snap led to a cold weather warning. The new classification from the National Weather Service was in effect overnight for wind chills 20 below. It's a little bit better today, however, it's still below zero with the chill. Warming centers are still running in area community centers, libraries, and some businesses. To find the closest to you, call 211. Believe it or not, it'll be 40 by Friday with a chance of rain. The latest coming up in the forecast. There are some streets that aren't going to be fully cleared. People in Racine and Kenosha are voicing frustration online about snow still impacting neighborhood roads. Officials say the issue is about two factors.
One is the extreme cold follow-up to the almost 5 inches that came down in some places. The other issue is that each city doesn't say every road will get down to the concrete. DPW in both places have a budget, and that only allows for bare pavement to be exposed on the major roads. Mother Nature will join the melting effort with a warm-up later this week. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
It is cold out there again this morning with a wind chill hovering between minus 10 and minus 15. And we're going to keep that wind chill hovering either side of zero for a good chunk of the day. Sunshine, actual high 16 today, clear tonight, 4 above tomorrow, sunny with a high of 22. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. It is 8 degrees outside right now.
So I need more money. I said that the other night. Some guy goes, money can't buy you happiness. I'd like to do my own research on that. Someone's always got to say that, though. I don't know if it's just self-righteous or whatever. Like, money can't buy you happiness. Money can't buy you happiness. Okay, but can I be sad in a nicer apartment? That's what I want. I want to be sad in a nice... I have a tiny apartment. And you got to walk 5 flights of stairs to get to it. Yeah. Yes, 5 flights of stairs to get to a tiny apartment. So it's exhausting, then disappointing. It's like taking a really long, hot bus trip to Denny's.
Frida Payne, local news, Tamla's Hits here at WRJN. Well, this is odd but true. After medical students work on cadavers, it makes them hungry. Not because of any weird cannibalistic urges. It's because the smell of formaldehyde increases your appetite. Well, that's good to know. That's the reason, huh? The Mindbenders. Remember them? They were in the movie To Sir With Love. They had a lot of hits, but they also featured them in To Sir With Love. They played a lot of good songs in that film. This is one of their hit songs outside of the movie. Wayne Fontana led the Mindbenders. Here's the Game of Love at WRJN.
The purpose of a man.
Sounds like Elvis, doesn't it? It's Terry Stafford, Suspicion, 841 at WRJN. Local news and timeless hits. Anyone have a worse first kiss story than this? A model made out with a guy for the first time. He accidentally bit the tip of her tongue off. Doctor had to sew it back together. Hope your first kiss was, you know, better than that, huh? We've got sunshine, 6 degrees right now at Radio Park. Here's Aretha. Here's Respect. not. I've told every little star. It's 8:46, local news, timeless hits, WRJN. Sunny today. Highs only near 17, though. Clear tonight. Lows around. Let's see if I can get this out of my mouth. 3. Sunny tomorrow with a high near 33, in the 40s on Friday. Wow. Currently, it's sunny and only 6 degrees right here at Radio Park. You know, I never required you to watch a video before until now. Have you seen the videos of the doggy daycare bus picking up dogs? They wait outside, and somehow they know to board the bus and find a seat on their own. It's like little kids going to school. I've seen a couple of different videos like that. My dog would never do that. And they all behave themselves. They sit there on the seats, in their own seats, and they don't bother anybody. Isn't that something? I love it. Oh, green-eyed lady, here's Sugarloaf, 8:46 at WRJS.
I must follow him.
March, I will follow him. It's 8:52, local news, timeless hits at WRJN. Looking to burn some calories? Here are a few not-so-rigorous activities that can burn over 200 calories or less in an hour. Bowling, riding a bike, golfing, and you got to carry your own clubs, too. And ice skating. They sound pretty rigorous to me for some reason. I don't know why. I thought they were going to talk about, like, sitting around watching TV or, you know, checking outside.
Oh, I could hide neath the wings of the bluebird as she sings. The 6 o'clock alarm would never ring. But it rings and I rise, wipe the sleep out of my eyes. My shaven razor's cold and it stings. Now you know how happy I can be. Oh, and our good time starts and then without dollar one to spend. But how much, baby, do you believer and a homecoming queen?
news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Wishing and hoping and thinking and praying, planning and dreaming each night of his charms that won't get you into his arms. So if you're looking to find love, you can share. All you gotta do is hold him and kiss him and love him and show him that you care.
Local news and timeless hits for you right here at WRJN. And finally, you know, people start feeling too old to work out at age 41. Really, the most common reasons we skip exercising: too tired, too much work to do, it was already late, and bad weather. How about this one? We just don't feel like it. I'm Don Rosen. I'll catch you tomorrow morning, 6 o'clock, bright and early, or dark and early in this case. Coming up next, Dan Marcus. Then we've got Kurt Vollman at 2 and Chris Morrow at 6. All right here. Actually, we have, I think we have men's basketball, right? The Badgers playing today? Yeah, they do. All right. Take that back. They stay. Well, yeah, we'll still have Chris at 6. They start at 7 o'clock tonight with the pregame show here on WRJN. Right now, it's exactly 9 o'clock.
Is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. President-elect's controversial pick for defense secretary has just arrived on Capitol Hill, where a Senate confirmation hearing is set to begin in half an hour. Correspondent Allison Keyes is in Washington.
Former Fox News host Pete Hegseth has been dogged by allegations of sexual misconduct, which he denies. Senate Majority Leader John Thune tells CBS's Face the Nation he thinks
most of our Republican senators are inclined to give the president the people that he wants in these positions.
But Democratic Illinois Senator Tammy Duckworth says Hegseth has less experience than most Applebee's managers.
The president-elect is calling special counsel Jack Smith, quote, deranged after the Justice Department released part of Smith's report on his investigation into alleged interference by Mr. Trump with the 2020 election results. CBS's Katrina Kaufman.
One thing that stands out is just his confidence that had they gone to trial with this case, that Trump would